This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It was on this day in 1787 that the representatives at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, ratified and signed their names to the United States Constitution. And then the fun began as they sought ratification around the country and the colonies to get the new states to sign on. Mike Quinn is the executive director of James Madison's Montpelier, and he joins us on the long line live from Montpelier, just outside of Orange, a very short and beautiful drive from Charlottesville. Mike, how are you, sir?
Coy, I'm fine. It's wonderful to be with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, and happy Constitution Day. This is a big day up there at Montpelier. What have you all been up to?
Well, this is a very big day. We've had a lot going on despite the rain. Coy, we decided that we needed to make Constitution Day all about school children. Last year we celebrated the restoration of the mansion, a project that took 5 years, millions of dollars. But we restored the mansion because, as Madison's home, it has such powerful history and such important stories to tell. And we really want to tell those stories to the youth of America. And so we really feel that young people are even more important than the Montpelier Mansion. And so we made the day all about education. We had 200 school children here from Orange Elementary School. And they explored Montpelier, they learned about the Constitution, they learned about its ideas and values and principles, and then we had a huge ceremony at the mansion at 12:30.
We're talking with Mike Quinn of Montpelier. Mike, what else is going on up there? I mean, we have the mansion has been restored from the exterior, has been restored largely to what it was like during Madison and James and Dolly Madison's time there.
Right.
And now, if I understand right, the work is really underway inside. You're going room by room, right?
Yes, it is. We're on a massive manhunt for furniture, for documentary evidence, for anything that can tell us the style and the decor that James and Dolly brought to Montpelier. It still kind of lives in legend, but we want to nail down the details and get it just as accurate as we can.
Yeah. Now, one of the rooms up there, right, was all red. Is that right? The red room?
That's right. Well, that was the Dolly Madison's the main drawing room of the mansion. We know Dolly loved the color red. She used it in the White House, and she also brought that same sense of style to Montpelier. And in fact, we are now starting the process of recreating that wallpaper. So it'll really start bringing that room back to life, and we'll take it one room at a time, Coy.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Now, of course, you see a lot of red dining rooms. That's pretty fashionable these days, or has been recently. I've seen a drawing of the drawing room there, the main drawing room at Montpelier, and boy, that was red. Those were some red walls, Mike.
It was nothing subdued about it. Absolutely not. But it spoke about Madison's career as well as Dolly's style, because Madison hung paintings in it that represented different eras of human history and also American history, because he felt that the Constitution was an experiment that really would be a landmark in the history of man. And he knew it was unprecedented. He devoted his life to trying to make it work. And only now, 200 plus years later, can we know the answer better than he did?
We're honored to be talking with Mike Quinn of James and Dolly Madison's Montpelier. And Mike, the website is montpelier.org, is that right?
That's right.
Montpelier.org, fantastic website. And again, folks, if you've never been there, you are in for a treat. It's a short drive from Charlottesville, and it is well worth it. It is a stunning, stunning place with a lot of land to explore. Mike, it's very different from Monticello, because Monticello is just sort of the mountain and you go up and see the house and the gardens. Montpelier, you could spend all day walking around. It just goes on and on and on.
You know, Coy, it's striking how different the two are. Both are breathtakingly beautiful, both Monticello and Montpelier, but Montpelier's beauty is really the rolling hills of the Piedmont and the open pasture land and fields and forest around you. And you can explore it. We've got miles of trails, and we invite people to come and enjoy every bit of its beauty.
Mike, remind us, let's talk a little history here. On this day, we celebrate the signing of the Constitution of the United States. All those guys got together in Philadelphia, 1787. They finally hammered this thing out. Remind us of the critical role that James Madison played and why he was so well-suited for that role. I mean, he was truly the right guy in the right place at the right time.
No, he was absolutely coy. He's really called the father of the Constitution for two reasons. One, he was the political strategist that brought about the convention and that established the agenda for the convention. That convention would never have happened without Madison on the scene. He's also called the father of the Constitution because his brilliant insights into political theory and human nature really undergirded the most important and innovative ideas in the Constitution. So he had a foot in both camps. He knew how to get things done, and he understood the complexity of self-government enough to actually make it work for the first time in history.
Historians have made note of the fact that Jefferson, when he was serving as a representative for Virginia at all these meetings, of course, at the time, this time in the Constitution, he was in Paris serving as a liaison to Europe and working on trade deals. But before that, Jefferson was not a great public speaker ever. And pretty much kept quiet. Who was it? John Adams said he never heard Jefferson put two words together when they were all having their meetings. And
I think that's right. And, Madison was not a great orator either. And in some ways, that also made him the right man to run the Constitutional Convention. One delegate said that you didn't have the flair of a Patrick Henry, the fiery oratory. He said it was like listening to pure reason when Madison spoke. And he said it was just the intellectual force of his ideas that didn't, sway you. They convinced you. And that's really how he kept the convention on track and brokered the compromises that need to be made and really embodied the right ideas in the Constitution.
We're talking with Mike Quinn of James and Dolly Madison's Montpelier. Mike, what are those ideas? Can you distill those for us in perhaps a bulleted fashion here? What were the ideas that Madison brought to the table in Philadelphia that everybody just sort of recognized he's right?
Well, probably one of the most innovative and simplest to describe, because some of them are pretty complicated, was the idea that a democracy will work best in a big country. Prevailing wisdom is that you really needed a small city-state like Athens for democracy to work. Well, Madison read his history. Democracy in Athens failed and failed quickly. And Madison recognized the problem was that there was one faction of people in the city that gained control. And the moment they did, they passed laws to favor themselves. And that was the end of democracy and the end of equality. And he recognized that in a very large country, there are so many different interest groups that no single group would ever gain the upper hand. And if they did, it wouldn't be for very long. So he recognized that we had to have a union. All the states had to be knit together into a single country. He presented that idea. Everyone recognized it. The parallel to that idea is that meant that the Constitution could not be a creation of the states. If the states made it, they could break it apart. So the other idea he presented is the authorization of the Constitution had to come directly from the American people. And that's why the preamble starts out, "We the people." So very powerful ideas, and their manifestation in the Constitution is very subtle. But without those ideas, it would have failed, like every attempt at self-government in history prior to that moment.
We're talking with Mike Quinn, the executive director of James and Dolly Madison's Montpelier. You can learn a whole lot more online at montpelier.org. Mike, tell us more about the history. They signed on this day, but then the work really started, right, to get this darn thing ratified.
That's exactly right, Coy. I mean, when they signed it, all they were doing is telling the American people this is our best ideas. This is what we recommend. But as I said, it was important to Madison that it be actually ratified, put in force by the people, not by that convention, not by the states. So Madison then embarked on an incredible effort to win approval. He left Philadelphia and went straight to New York. Within a month or two, he and Alexander Hamilton were writing the Federalist Papers. And that was a series of 86 essays that were published in the newspaper, Coy. I mean, they were op-ed pieces is what they were. And what they told America is, this is what the world will look like if you adopt the Constitution. And it also told them, and here, what a disaster it would be if you don't. Well, that kept Madison occupied. He was kind of running the campaign headquarters out of New York. And then Washington got in touch with him the next year. This is on the eve of the Virginia Ratifying Convention. And George Washington wrote to him and said, Patrick Henry is opposed to the Constitution. It will go down in defeat. You need to come home, James Madison. And so he did. He raced home just in time to get elected as a delegate to Virginia's ratifying convention. And in that convention, it lasted 3 days. There were 89 delegates. But essentially, it was a two-person debate between James Madison and Patrick Henry. Madison won. He won by only 3 votes. But if Virginia had not ratified, the American nation would never have been created.
Yeah, Virginia was the leading state, the most populous state. It's the one that all the rest of the states look forward to for real leadership and for the example to follow.
Absolutely. So again and again, we see Madison there providing the logic, the leadership, the intellectual ideas that really informed our Constitution. Frankly, Coy, it didn't stop there. He spent the rest of his career making the Constitution. The Bill of Rights. He created the Bill of Rights, introduced them in Congress, got them passed, and went on to serve as Secretary of State and our fourth president.
What was Patrick Henry's big problem with it?
You know, they differed on a number of important issues. The whole idea of union, that's not an idea Henry signed on to. Patrick Henry was a Virginian. He didn't believe in a United States as strongly as he believed in Virginia. The other issue they differed on was religion. Patrick Henry really felt that religion, Christian religion, should be supported by the state. And Madison absolutely opposed that. He said, you don't want government in your religion. It's not good for government. It's not good for religion. It corrupts both. Keep it separate. And history's told us Madison won on both issues, and Henry never forgave him. But history has told us that Madison was right on both issues.
Yeah. We're talking with Mike Quinn of Montpelier. Jefferson's reaction when he first read the document that came out of Philadelphia on this day in 1787 was, there's a lot to like and there's a lot not to like. he had mixed views.
He had reservations about it. Jefferson did. At heart, Jefferson was a revolutionary. His words in the Declaration inspired the nation. They still inspire us today. But he didn't really have. I think he was the right person to write that. I think Madison was the right person to write the Constitution.
Mike, last question, then we'll let you go because I know you're very busy. What is it you think that most Americans don't know about this incredible Virginian, James Madison?
Well, I hate to tell you this, Coy, but there was a survey of seniors, college seniors, a couple of years ago, and the one thing they did not know about James Madison is that he really brought about the U.S. Constitution. It's a sad commentary. But I think what you're really asking is there some aspect of him that is little known? And I think what's little known is what an incredible sense of humor he had. People really enjoyed talking to him. He was witty, loved telling stories, engaging. One visitor in Madison's, who came to Montpelier in Madison's old age, when he suffered from arthritis, so he was lying down in a day bed, and the visitor was said, oh, I'm so sorry to bother you, but I appreciate every minute you spare with me. And Madison turned to him and said, oh, you know, don't feel bad talking to me now. Actually, I talk best when I'm lying.
Mike Quinn is the executive director at James Madison and Dolly Madison's Montpelier, online at montpelier.org, and a short, beautiful drive up from Charlottesville to a beautiful place, definitely worth the drive. And Mike, thank you so much for joining us on this historic day.
Coy, thank you as always.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.